I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. There's no hay report this week due to very light trading. As of April 22nd, snowpack in Colorado was 128, measured as percent of median snowfall, according to the Mountain Region Field Office of the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Isolated precipitation held soil moisture supplies across the state pretty steady last week. In northwestern counties, snow cover receded from meadows and south-facing slopes, but moving stock to pasture is noted as still a couple of weeks off. Northeastern counties noted calving was nearing completion and fieldwork is progressing around precipitation events. In east central counties, beneficial moisture was received and winter wheat is growing quickly. Statewide, winter wheat condition was rated 73% good to excellent compared to 36% rated good to excellent last year. That's better than the national average, but as USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey noted, the national winter wheat is also doing much better.
We are now looking at 62% good to excellent, up 2 points from last week. Just 8% very poor to poor. That is down a point, dramatically better than the 2018 crop at this time, which was just 31% good to excellent and 37% very poor to poor. The big changes in condition week over week were largely in parts of the Great Lakes region.
Rippey says winter wheat heading is behind due to all the wet storms that have occurred across the nation. Just 9% of the winter wheat is headed at this report. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.